Welcome to Intrepid Scoundrels, an actual play podcast of the Scum and Villainy RPG. I'm Jason, and I'll be your GM.
I'm John, and I'm playing Ezequiel De La Cruz, a rough-and-tumble scoundrel.
I'm Mark, playing Duncan Brell, your ship's mechanic.
I'm Scott. I'm playing Brylan Chencott, also called Bry or BC at Grizzled Stitch.
I'm John R. I'm playing Wyndham Whoosh Woo, the ace pilot of the Intrepid.
I'm Tim, and I'm playing Rail Card, the human mystic with a dark and mysterious past.
I'm Ron, and I'm playing Jenksus Biogeny, a down-on-his-luck mayor and the group's muscle.
And now, on to the episode. And welcome to the episode, everyone. When last we left our intrepid scoundrels, they had traveled to the High Republic planet of Lanilia, where they were tasked by a force ghost to find a corrupted kyber crystal that was causing that had caused a plague to kind of have the Jedi of this planet wipe each other out and take it off the planet to somewhere else and cleanse it. Well, they managed to make their way through this sort of force ghost infested city to the workshop, the lightsaber workshop where the kyber crystal was. And after several visions of people's dark and tragic pasts, Rail rushed forward, scooped the kyber crystal into a sort of a containment thing, but the pile of lightsaber hilts in which it was sort of resting or floating above collapses beneath him. He's sprawled out on the floor, and these lightsaber hilts have sort of raised up and have formed two giant hands that look like they're ready to come and down and crush Rail into paste. This is, of course, meaning you're all in a desperate position. It does look like this sort of glowing sort of red energy around these lightsaber hilts to form these massive hands. What do you all want to do about it?
Well, the hands are things that are like probably punchable, right? Like you get in there and start, you know, smashing them up or tearing them apart.
This feels
like the first, the closest to a physical threat that we've seen. And so I think the mayor is ready to just jump on this.
You're going to get in there and scrap away.
Yeah.
All right. This is a desperate, we'll say standard effect, scrapping.
Desperate standard, you say?
Yep, desperate standard.
Alrighty.
Get in there and try to maybe smash one of the hands or hold it back or whatever it is you're going to end up doing.
Shake its hand.
Alrighty. If I spend a gambit, I also get +1 effect. Do we have gambits?
All right. We have gambits.
I'm a wrecking crew. That's one of my abilities.
Terrific. So you're doing that. You get the die, and you get the +1 effect for being a wrecking crew.
So I get both. I get a die and a... Mm-hmm. Oh, sweet. Yep. Okay, 4 dice. This will be awesome. I'm going to get in there, everybody.
6.
How about that?
A 6.
Sweet.
Great. Don't forget to mark XP in your prowess, since it's a desperation. Nope. I got to rush forward. What are you punching? Or are you just sort of like grabbing a weapon?
Tearing them apart. If they're made of small lightsaber hilt things, then I'm going to get in there and just like making like big scoops with my hands, throwing them aside.
Great. So you get and you grab into one and you just sort of like scatter it to the winds, essentially, right? These lightsaber hilts go clinging and clanking around. The other one, there's basically two of them, right? And the other one kind of comes down Rail. You basically roll out of the way just in time as it hits the ground, and then it kind of rises up into a fist that looks like it's ready to sort of punch Jenksus full body. Anybody else want to jump in?
As it lifts back up, can I can I use my side blade and my lightsaber
and
go after it?
I would like to maybe try to have you hold on first.
Okay.
Like
I could, sure,
kind of as you roll out of the way, you roll right towards me, towards BC, and you just quickly, like, whatever it is, keep it out of your mind for now. Remember what we're here for and your training. Not that training, the other training.
Not the evil training, the good training.
I'm gonna try and do an in-game doctoring on him.
Yeah, great. Yeah, just sort of suppress this psychic wound.
Keep it together, man.
Love it.
I'm a doctor, not a psychiatrist.
Again, you know, whiskey standard.
That is a doctor.
Whiskey standard on mine, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Five.
All right. Yep, five is good. It is, we'll say, the limited, the reduced effect, essentially. We're gonna. This is, you're going to still have the level two harm. You'll treat it as a level one harm. If that makes sense, right? But this is also, but it's, you know, so you can still hear the whispers, the voices of all the people you've killed, but they're lessened a little bit. They're just background noise at the moment.
I'm shouting louder than them.
Yeah, yeah, BC is shouting over them. So you grab your, you know, pull out the lightsaber, got the canister in the other hand, maybe, and just try to like whip it through the other hand of hilts.
Sure. And now is this a scrap or am I attuned? I'm not really sure how I'm supposed to use my lightsaber.
You can do it in whichever way, you know, you narratively you can say I'm using scrap because it is just doing something martial artsy, or you want to use a tune because you're tapping into the force to predict movements and whatever, and then attack with it, right?
Okay.
I will say that if you use a tune, that level one harm will come into play because it is spiritual. You know, you'll be less more difficult for you to focus exactly on force stuff, whereas sort of like physical training maybe kicks in.
Okay, so the scrap doesn't take the effect.
That's correct.
Okay. Either or, it's going to be.
Well, the effect is not going to be minus one die because it's a level one harm. It's just less effect, so it would be limited effect. Although I think your side blade main you get, gain potency. So it'll essentially be standard effect instead of great effect if you use a tune.
Okay, why don't I go ahead and use scrap?
Fair enough. This is going to be risky. Great.
Risky, great. Okay. Yeah, it's kind of just instinctual. He rolls out of the way. You kind of like give him a pep talk and he lashes out with the lightsaber. Nope. That's total terrible.
Yes. Oh, no. Yes.
Use your armor.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Do you have any armor?
Yep, I do.
What? Tell me about your armor.
Tell me about. Oh, so it's like.
Is it not nicer. Special? You have special armor.
So special. No. The answer is yes. Okay.
It's just. Well, it's some classes, some playbooks have special armor for resisting certain types of. It's just standard. Okay. So if I did a physical thing to you, basically, you might be able to use the armor to resist the complication, which is what I was going to do. It wasn't going to be a harm, but it was going to put you. The complication of you go there and you lash out to it, and this hand grabs you, and pins your arms to your side, and you drop your lightsaber to the ground.
Oof!
Now this is the point again. Something I think I've said before. It's always difficult to remember when I tell you something happens when you do a bad job or do a mediocre job. You can always resist it. You can always say, "No, that doesn't happen that way." Mm-hmm. I should get a little better at making these complications and effects really bad, so you want to resist them. Like I could say, it crushes you to death.
And you're like, "Well, wait."
Yeah, exactly. But this run is just you dropped your lightsaber, you're pinned. So if you want to resist it, you can.
I do. I want to resist it. Tell me how to do that again.
normally, you can. Now I forget how armor works in this game. Because sometimes you get special armor to resist complications from specific things, whereas just straight up armor is. We'll shrug off a knife. Weird. Okay. Stops a few bolts. I think this would be physical. The problem really is that resisting also resisting may cause stress. So maybe you don't want to resist it because you are pretty high up on stress. Or it could be no stress, depending on how well you roll.
That's true.
Yeah. This is going to be, you're going to resist with, and you can decide not to, you're going to resist with your prowess. That'll be three dice, and you're going to then whatever the highest dice is, you're going to subtract that from 6, and that's how much stress you will take from resisting the complication of being grabbed and dropping a lightsaber.
Pretty much guaranteed to take stress. To take a lot, to get trauma out of this.
You might get a trauma. You know, we're looking at, like, I want to say 50-50 on getting the trauma. Maybe 60-40.
It's a pretty traumatic situation. I wouldn't, nobody would, you know. It's okay. No,
it's a storytelling thing. You know? Sure, I'll do that.
All right, so you are resisting.
Yep, I'll resist.
Okay, so roll your prowess.
Okay, it's
3
dice.
You can do it.
All right.
Oh,
a
6.
Oh,
there's a 6 in
a
there.
6, yes. Yeah.
Woo! It's huge. You take 0 stress.
Yep.
So as this thing grabs you, do you break free or do you just dodge out of the way?
I dodge out of the way.
Great.
Basically, yeah. So I feel it coming and I.
Yeah. You go to hit it and you just sort of like.
And then instantly know that was a sloppy, that was a very sloppy jab. And,
yeah. And then you dodge out of the way. And this thing goes to crush you and misses.
So as that's happening and it's focused on Rail, I'm going to sneak around behind it to take a shot.
Okay, great.
So can I use Skulk for the attack then, since I'm sneaking around?
Yeah, I love it.
Okay. Because when I attack from hiding, I get an extra die.
Very good.
And I am going to use part of my loadout. I have special mystic ammo I've been carrying around because of all of this weird Jedi stuff that's happening. Not for our own Jedi, but, you know, these other folks.
Unless they turn on you.
Yeah, you know, you never know. You never know. All right. And so this is risky.
It would be normally limited effect since you're using a blaster to shoot some force nonsense, but you're using special ammunition, so it's going to raise that up to standard effect. So risky.
Okay. And I get an extra die, right?
From your shoot first.
All right. And I'm going to roll.
There it is. A 6. Ooh, good.
Good shot.
All right.
Good
shot. And because I have, never tell me the odds.
Well, you didn't spend a gambit anyway, so.
You generate gambits on desperate. Oh, this wasn't desperate. It was just risky. No. Never mind.
It was risky. Okay. No. But
you
rolled a 6.
The second half of that applies, right? You may also generate gambits even if you spend a gambit.
But I didn't true, spend a gambit. So we just got a gambit anyway.
Oh, I see.
You got a gambit. You would have gotten a gambit if you had spent a gambit.
Yeah.
But you didn't. Okay. So it's better. It's plus one. It's a net one.
Yeah, I thought it was desperate. That's all. All right. So we gained a gambit. Yeah.
Yes, you gain a gambit. You get in there and you blast out a big hole in the center of this hand.
I blast off one of the thumb, the opposable thumb, so it can't grab anything anymore. It can only slap.
Start slapping people around.
That's thinking.
It kind of begins, you know, you blast up and some of these hilts clank and scatter on the ground. It sort of morphs a bit into almost what looks to be like a kind of blade-like object that begins to sweep across the whole group unless someone does something about it.
Somebody. Help somebody.
Can I go ahead and do it again?
Sure, yeah.
Yeah.
No worries.
I'll regroup and with my lightsaber. I think I might put a gambit in there.
Go for it.
I'll scrap and I'll add a gambit because God knows I need to roll better. All right.
Not bad.
But you're basically, you're being, I'm saying it's reduced effect, but yet your lightsaber would have been a great effect anyway. So this is just standard effect.
Okay.
So this basically, you get in there. It's another sloppy. It's a slightly better attack, but it's still a little sloppy. But you do cut the thing. Basically, this knife kind of like along the ridge of it, right? Sort of scattering it in half, and all of the lightsaber hilts go flying everywhere. It's calm now. There is sort of a faint. Pulsing red light coming from the canister in which the kyber crystal is,
Can we secure it? I mean, can we get a lid on it? And,
get the lid on it, secure it up, clamp it down. There's a lessening of that feeling of being watched and despair. It's still there. It's still sort of low level. It basically, like, it's gone from like high level radiation to low level radiation. It's still there in the backs of all of your minds. But it's like muffled radio from another room kind of feeling. Instead of it being sort
of a bigger one. Here. We'll put this one inside of that one.
Give it a little Russian doll. It.
Babushka doll. Yeah.
What do you want to do?
So we got to get out of here.
Yes.
That means going back through that whole city. Yeah.
Unless we can find another way around.
Can we get the ship here?
Summon it remotely?
Oh, I could try it.
Would having this attract them, or would it possibly keep them at bay?
Well, you're not sure, but you know, you left Wyndham on the ship. But let's say that there's some communication interference coming from the crystal and all this thing. So, Duncan, you're gonna have to boost comm signals to get a message to him. It's for him to come pick you up.
Okay,
and we're gonna have to get high. We're gonna have to climb too. I bet.
You're going to have to start climbing up. Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah, get on the top of this workshop. Or even higher.
Okay, that makes sense.
So you can give me... I'm going to say this is a controlled standard. It's not...
For a rig roll?
If you fail, you can sort of not do it, right? For a rig, yeah.
I'll attempt to assist. So.
All right. You never have to attempt to assist. You can just assist.
I will assist. Take a stress for that.
Yes, right. Take a stress and get an extra die.
Okay, so it's plus one?
Yep, plus one die.
Okay.
So, teamwork.
Teamwork.
Making the dream work.
Three.
Yes. Whatever's going on. threes, Duncan. It is, you just sort of falter. And can't quite get the message through. He's on the different channel or something. You know, you're not sure. You're gonna have to figure out another way out of here.
I'm a bad mechanic.
Can I scramble up and maybe try to send up a flare of some sorts? I don't know if we have.
That's a great idea. Yeah, I mean,
when comms are out, you have alternative signals usually. So
yeah. How's your loadout looking there, Zeke?
Well, I wanted to do normal, but when I went to add stuff, it zeroes it out each time. So
that's so weird. Okay.
Yeah. But
I mean, in terms of that, do you have anything? Do you have any space left? You know what? I'm going to say it counts. This is mystic ammunition. I'll put it under that umbrella. I'll be a nice guy and do that.
Okay. Well, I have plenty of load left because I went with normal anyway. So,
okay.
But yes, all right, all right, and so this is just a scramble. I'm going to use a gambit.
Go for it. You got three.
Can anybody give me a boost up there?
I'll give you a boost.
All right,
and take a stress there.
It gives me one stress.
All right. So, and this is controlled. You said.
This, I think, is going to be risky because you're now climbing.
Okay, risky standard.
Yeah.
Okay, and so I'm adding two die.
Yeah, your gambit and help from Jenksis. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Okay. Give it a go. Five partial.
That's much better than my three.
You get up there. You climb up to the roof outside of the. Workshop, and you're outside. You kind of see the city more surrounding. There's taller buildings, right? So you're not as high as you could get, but you get as high as you think you need to, and fire off a flare. The problem is, he's not going to get here right away. There's going to be there's a delay. He's got to see it and get there. You're pretty sure, you know, whether or not he's seen it. You're not sure. So I think that's sort of like the complication is that there's a time limit here. Not a time limit, but a time period you need to wait.
Time delay, yeah.
Time delay, clock. That's better. But while you're up here on the roof, you can see that there is a... I may make a clock. We'll see. We'll see how this goes in a minute. There is a the angry force ghosts, the dark side force ghosts are gathered almost surrounding the building. You can see all the sort of angry red figures. They're not looking like they're making any sort of attempt to enter yet, but. It is vaguely like a zombie movie.
I was going to say a Day of the Dead imagery here.
Very Day of the Dead imagery, except that it's see-through ghosts. And yeah, and I'll say that sort of like, essentially you're kind of now maybe under siege. And so can
that's
you
a
hold
different
out
movie.
Long enough?
Can we make a barricade?
I mean, can you make a barricade against ghosts? That's the good question.
I don't know.
I don't know.
A force barricade.
Mm-hmm.
Don't make me do this.
Two clocks.
All right, I'll signal this down with hand signals to the crew what's going on.
Yeah.
Since comms don't seem to be working properly.
I mean, I could do the whole Jedi Leia Wyndham.
Alrighty.
Well, that'll get up here any quicker, though.
Yeah. I thought you were going to take all the rubble and kind of disperse it so we can get out through the hole in the back.
No, this building's not safe.
Yeah. Oops, I accidentally made that a character and not a clock.
You'll bring it all down upon us, and I'll have more regrets.
So I'm making two clocks. The clock of when Jinxus arrives, which is, then they're both going to be six. And I'll put them on here. Ship gets here. And siege happens. And these should both be, why aren't these six?
Right. We also need to get to the top.
Well, you guys are on top, but you can get to the top of the workshop and there might be enough time. You know, if you want to get higher, that's up to you. Then maybe that'll help you with the clock. However you want to do things, we'll click on the clock. Yeah. That is odd. I don't like this. Sorry. These clocks are... Oh, there we go. Okay. Not
tick, 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 tick,
updating.
Tick, tick,
tick. There should be six. They're both six. So, it's a six clock for when the Intrepid arrives to come pick you up, and a six segment clock for when the siege, basically, of the workshop is broken. You know, the force ghosts overwhelm you.
Okay. Ooh.
And put that up here in the sky.
No, the seed should be down on the wall and Wyndham should be coming
that's
from
fair,
the sky.
That's fair. Okay, that's fair. But I don't know if you could see it well enough from when it was there on the map. Anyway, so how do you all want to protect yourselves or flee to higher ground or whatever it is you want to do?
Maybe some form of looking at the building itself architecturally because of my past.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
Noticing some possibly weak spot that we could collapse part of it to make it harder for them to come through.
All right. Okay. Yeah, you want to make that as a study?
Yes.
Great.
I will make that as a study.
We'll call this risky standard per use.
Unless I spend two stress and I can do it as a doctor.
Oh, right, yeah, use your... That's up to you.
Yeah, just based on the past, I'm going to use the two stress and do it as a doctor. It's basically a difference of one dice, but that's one dice. So just thinking back to that patient in that particular scenario, things look sturdy, but there's always a crack somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And I look for it.
Love it.
So risky standard.
Yep.
I found
terrific.
It.
Six. And you didn't spend a gambit, right?
Did not, no.
And we six. Get well done. All right. Six.
But I'm having flashbacks, so I'm a little stressed.
Yes, indeed. Let's see. Yeah, that's going to be two ticks on the clock for you to find some weak spot, maybe sort of using some blasters or some lightsaber action to collapse a little bit. One fewer way into the building. Who wants to go do anything else?
Trying to slow them down and then get out.
We'll say too that you get a little burst of comms from Wyndham, who says he's on his way.
Is there?
You just had to hold out.
Is there like a? I don't know. Can I just kind of, you know, like look big and growl at him? Stay back.
You want to intimidate some force ghosts?
I would like to command them to stand down.
All right. Okay. I will call this. I'm going to call this risky limited effect.
Okay.
Because more of them than you, and they are force ghosts.
Right? Risky limited. Yeah, I know. I mean, ultimately, they could probably, you know, if they thought about it. My hope is they don't think about it. What is potency? I gain potency when trying to intimidate somebody.
Oh, potency will make this a standard effect. Potency is the effect.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Normally, you get plus one effect. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, so you're intimidating enough to intimidate some force ghosts who maybe don't realize they're ghosts. You know, they maybe think they're, but also don't really remember that they're Jedi.
Well, they're so consumed with anger, right, that they'll respond to that. Yeah. So if I just like look angry at them, then.
That's fair. That's good.
Maybe they'll do something. I am going to push myself.
Okay. That's too stress.
I'm okay with that.
All right. I don't know how stressed out you are, so you tell me. Alrighty.
And then it just dropped my command window. Okay. Risky standard plus one die. Let me see if I can help us on the clock here.
Ho-ho!
That's right. Six.
There we are. I did not spend a gambit on this roll, so.
We're getting flush with gambits. Four gambits here. And that's going to be another two dots on Zips. You're two-thirds of the way through time. You know, Jinxus, are you growling? You shouting something?
Yeah, I'm just going to growl and shout and like, back off!
It seems to be working, right? They're not sure whether or not they could just... whether or not they should rush the place and whether or not that's a good idea, you know, something about the Jinxus and also possibly, you know, the Kyber crystal being sort of contained is weakening them a little. Right? Anyone else want to go?
I could pull a detonator out of my pack and collapse another air entrance.
Yeah. Collapse something.
Yeah. Yeah. That sounds great, Mark.
Okay.
Rig me. Risky standard, I think.
Okay. And I'll push myself.
Yeah. Right.
Too stressed for that.
Too stress.
Yeah, so, you know I'm going to blow you up if you fail this, right?
Of course.
Yeah, okay, great.
Goes without saying.
Yeah.
That's why he's stressed.
It's very stressful.
You can do it, Duncan.
There it is. Five.
All right, okay. Yeah.
Partially blown up.
That's good though. That's just getting you Xeno's arrow a little bit closer. So that's one. It's gonna be one tick on the clock. But there's a small push explosion. Some of it collapses. That's one tick for just getting five, and then one tick on siege. For that as well. So it's clear, blam, and it's pretty clear that explosion is maybe galvanized a little bit, some sections, and a couple of these ghosts are starting to get closer.
Okay.
All right, as that explosion is happening, I'm going to sneak around and take a pot shot with my mystic bullets again.
Okay, just sort of maybe driving those few that sort of got a little closer back.
Yeah, but I want to do it from hiding.
Oh yeah, sure. You're doing it from shit. You know, a sniper shot is definitely going to be intimidating, right?
Out of yes, nowhere. Yes,
yeah, 100%.
All right, sneakily do that. Yes, double sixes.
Very nice.
That is a critical double six.
Sweet.
Getting a gambit, and you're up on the roof still, let's say, and sort of crouching behind some crenellations or section of the roof, blasted a couple of them, and they like disintegrate.
Yeah, and I get potency on that too, so.
Yeah, because you got mystic ammunition, you got increased effect from the critical. It's start like they and a good deal of the ghosts near where this happened is look startled and kind of like rear back, leaving a sort of a space. That's when the Intrepid kind of hoves into view over the other buildings of the city. Wyndham's like, ah, saw the flare. Get in. And he kind of hovers the ship just above the roof of the workshop with Zeke up there. Maybe you've lowered a rope or some, or they found some places to get. Everyone starts climbing up and getting into the Intrepid. Maybe the force ghosts start swarming just at the last second into the workshop. And you hop in and take off from the city of Kata.
Whew.
Oh, good.
Yeah. As you're sort of, I guess, maybe even flying a bit away, you can kind of see some of the, on the outskirts of the city, some of these force ghosts are kind of fading away. It becomes less populated. It's really clear you see some of these red figures here and there, but it looks less populated as you take the crystal further away from the center of the city. Do you want to just, let's say you know the coordinates of the planet where the temple is, or
Urteth.
Urteth. Do you want to head back to Althea, or do you want to just head right there?
Well, I mean, is she magically going to know that we got it? Maybe we ought to at least tell her we got it. See what, if she has any immediate rewards for us.
That's going to come sort of at the end. Okay. You know, she could give you something that's going to come at the end of the thing.
I don't know that I'd risk delaying. Getting this taken care
Might not want to get this thing close to her.
That's a good point. If it's got,
And I don't want it longer than it than we need to have it.
Good you point. Plug in the astronav coordinates for Urteth and head into hyperspace. It's not a long journey, but it's a long enough journey for you to maybe have to like rest up a little bit. Or overnight almost. Rael, let's talk.
I want to put it in a box, in another box, in another box.
You're putting it in, just putting it in boxes, and then
strap it in the top. Strap it to the top outside.
Do you guys want to take a minute to spacewalk and leave it outside the ship, or are you taking it in the ship with you?
Well, will it be better outside of the ship?
Would my studies know about that?
I don't know that helps.
the force energy is probably still going to like permeate the ship, but in a way like the more removed it is physically, there'll be less chance of someone accidentally in a sleepwalking trance, for instance, open the container, right? Like,
oh yeah,
right.
You know, in a kind of a being possessed by this thing or something like that, right?
But how sure are we that, you know, it's safe on the outside too?
Well, I'll tell this, because you did get, a success before too. Like, on the outside of the ship, it's going to be a little more of a beacon, right? Because it's not protected by the hull of the ship. But not like super, not necessarily super long distance, but anyone who might be really sensitive to the force might feel it a little.
Well, anybody super sensitive to the force is going to feel it anyway, right?
I would say that, like, not necessarily, because it was on the planet, and that, distance does a lot of things. But if anyone happens to maybe, like, because you're now traveling, taking it through hyperspace, you're not necessarily broadcasting it to the entire galaxy or whatever. But, like, in nearby systems, some very force-sensitive people might have some nightmares.
Right.
Some very force-sensitive people who are up to no good might also
have some dreams.
Have some good dreams. have an urge to seek it out.
Yes. Dreams of obtaining this.
Like our friend.
Yeah. We do have a
that
right?
visits me in my sleep.
Smuggling compartment as well. I don't know how shielded that is. Maybe not the force effect things, but force stuff.
Yeah, it's not super good against force stuff. It's good for against people if people came aboard and were looking for it, right?
Right.
If for some whatever reason
It still might be good.
You got attacked in before getting to the planet, mm-hmm. and someone took, you know, boarded your ship, and you had this thing strapped to the roof. They would find it instantly. If we're in the smuggling compartment, it would be inside, still susceptible to possibly someone finding it during a sleepwalking trance or whatever. But so there's risks for either way, because there should be.
Well, I could take my lightsaber and melt the compartment shut.
Don't wreck the compartment.
I wouldn't want to get your lightsaber very close to a poisonous kyber crystal that is known to wreck up lightsaber crystals, right?
That's true. Well, we could. Yeah. Okay. Good point.
Well, can we strap down those that are sleeping?
You want to take that precaution? So you're leaving it in the smuggling compartment, strap everyone down. I mean, it's up to you how you want to spend these sort of like 8 hours, basically.
Yep. Or everybody stay up and just watch each other.
Yeah.
You could, I mean, yeah. I mean, if you want to do a marathon staying awake session, that's also, you know, to push yourself to make sure that no one.
Yeah. Or watch others.
Plenty of coffee. While they sleep.
Yeah. I think in the Star Wars universe, it's called Death Juice.
Wow.
No, I don't know what it's called.
You're thinking of Darth Juice, and that's just...
Darth Juice. They call it old Darth Juice. It's a tense trip. You know, we're saying it's in the smuggling compartment, and you're all just kind of like making sure no one goes after it, right? That's what we're saying?
Anybody twitches, we're like, what?
What are you thinking? Because you can all, you know, this sense of dread and what have is with you still as you fly, and this long extended period of low level kind of psychic attack does wear on the group. Every once in a while, maybe one of you hears a voice from your past accusing you of doing a thing that you did, but, you know, with the worst possible intentions, assuming you did it on purpose if you hurt somebody, even if you didn't do it on purpose, accusing you of not doing enough to help them when they were in trouble, even though you did as much as you could. Or maybe you didn't. Maybe, you know, because some of you are quite scoundrelly. Maybe you cheated someone at a card game and won, you know, their life savings, and they're sort of like, I was destitute and I died because of that. Kind of all these sort of like memories of the kind of terrible things you did in the past sort of floating to the surface of your mind, putting you all on edge. But do you come out of hyperspace? You're in the same system as the planet of Urteth. Quick scans reveal that it's a swampy, stinky kind of planet. Mm. It right now, maybe.
There it is.
There it is. There is a and this one actually too. You can kind of find a place where, you know, Althea sort of gave you an idea of where you might find it. You can kind of scan the whole area. There's one single sort of constructed edifice on the whole planet, and it's this large kind of like ziggurat temple in the middle of one of the larger kind of swamps. And you're able to set down nearby-ish. And, you know, it's humid here. You know, there's the smell of loam and all that sort of rotting swamp gases. Occasionally the water that you're walking by is burbling. Large and small insects kind of all over the place, big fungal clusters and that sort of thing.
Oh, this place is not pleasant at all. Remind me, we're here to unmake this crystal somehow or purge it of its virus. What's a...
Yes, basically purge it with a ritual.
Yeah, we have to go to that temple there.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's just a... short distance, you know, maybe half a mile away through the swamp, and you're picking your way across the through the bog and whatnot. And you get to sort of the the clearing of sorts that surrounds it. You can kind of see that this temple looks to be, there's like this large stone doorway. It's stone. This thing's covered again, also in vines and moss. It looks ancient. It looks older even than the High Republic City did. And on it, you can see carved in the stone sort of symbols of ancient Jedi ways, essentially, right? You know, you get these. So there's clear that they are, this is a Jedi temple of some kind, an old one.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Absolutely taking notes.
Oh, it's fascinating. It's a surprise. You know, one of those two places, like this place, sort of what you're talking about before, Tim, this place was probably never been discovered before, right? There's no real reason to come to this stinky swamp planet unless you know there's something on it. And there's, you know, the odds of you sort of stumbling across it would be very low.
Taking notes cryptically, so just in case this doesn't get broadcast everywhere.
It looks like from where you're standing, you've probably got to grab maybe some just flashlights to sort of peer in there. There's no lighting, and the natural lighting of this swamp is very clouded over. It's very dark, but sort of peering in, you can see that. This temple is actually probably just one big chamber on the inside, right? Mm. But building sized, right? Massive, almost thousands of square feet, right? Just pretty big, with a couple sort of like one entrance that you're sort of sitting in, and from sort of maybe circling, you can see there's probably another one on the other side. There is movement though inside there. Sort of shift goes past the light. Something physical. Doesn't look like a force ghost. Something possibly animalistic.
Oh. Some swamp monster.
I have some native
flaring in here.
Or Yoda.
Hanging out.
It's big, whatever it is.
It's big Yoda.
You catch a glimpse
big
of... it's a big... I can't do a big Yoda.
That's if I am.
Exactly. There is a... Wait, let me do it again. A croaking noise. I can't do it. just breathing in is not working for me right now. But just a massive, like, frog-like croak coming from inside.
Well, it's obviously made this
check it out, Jinxus.
Something.
Alrighty. Alrighty.
Perhaps we could lure it out.
You met your match. Roll up my sleeves and step forward.
Do you walk in?
Heck yeah. Head held high. Fists out all pugilist style.
This is where we learn about the swallowed hole rules.
Yeah. You face the mirror.
You kind of head in there, right, to shine your light around, and there's this beast. This three-eyed... toad-like creature with massive sharp teeth. I'll show this to you all right now.
Wow.
Those of you who have who might be familiar with some of the Star Wars video games recognize this as an Ogdo Bogdo. It is, you know, twice as tall as you are, probably just as wide and just as long. And it sees you right away. Another
well, yeah, it's got three big green eyes looking at me.
Big green eyes looking right at you. And just begins kind of like moving aggressively towards you. Boom, boom.
All right, if you're a talking sort, then I think we can work this out like gentle creatures. But
it doesn't make any indication that it understands what you're saying. It's steamrolling towards you, its mouth slavering, jaws opening wide to chomp you and bite you in half.
Well, then it is clobbering time.
Yeah, I don't think it's interested in voting for you.
I'm an independent.
Not one of your constituents.
Not a voter. You're going down. Yeah, I mean, this is a great big monster that looks like it. That jaw looks like it opens real wide. Maybe, you know, even big enough for me, but that's not going to stop me from stepping up, giving it some jabs, and hoping my friends are behind me to help.
Sure, yeah. Turn around there. And the ship is taking off.
He's like, whoa, right, whoa.
Windham's out of here.
Is so that scrapping? Can I scrap it? So
you can scrap at it. You can give me a risky standard scrapping.
Alrighty.
With any sorts of...
I'm going to spend a gambit to gain plus one effect.
All right.
So this is going to be risky great?
Risky great, indeed.
Oh, man, it makes me feel so risky great. And I'm also going to push myself and all take right. two stress because I stress really want to show my mettle against this toad.
Boy. Oh, there's wow. so many ones and no other, not much.
That's
no
awful. Man, I get eaten.
Wasn't even a bronze medal.
Yeah.
One, two.
This is where I get to do the thing where, again, you can resist if you want, but this thing, you're like, come on. I was gonna, and it walks up to you and just swallows you whole. So bites down on you. Maybe your boots are left. Just chomping. This is actually going to be, it was risky, so it wasn't desperate, so it's not level 3. But it's a level 2 harm.
Resist it.
Being bitten.
I don't want that to happen.
It's embarrassing for one.
Yeah, indeed. Okay, so you're going to roll prowess to resist this. What this will do, this will bump this down to a level 1 harm. But you, okay. But you
and if I've got harm. Let me see. Why does it say loadout 0? I have loadout heavy.
If you stay with the level 2,
you haven't
two
taken
harm,
anything yet. Right?
Oh, can I take armor?
Level 2, we do get a gambit. I'm just saying.
You guys got plenty of gambits. Yeah, and then you can spend your armor to reduce that to nothing.
Okay. Basically. If I succeed at the prowess, or just I spend that.
You
armor.
Don't have to succeed. You when you resist something, you do it. You automatically resist it.
Okay.
It's just how much stress does this take for you?
I see. And that's what the prowess roll does.
And that's what the prowess roll is how much stress you take.
Alrighty. Let me just. Oh, and it's not. Yeah, I just make the roll.
Yep, you just do that. Okay.
You reduce or completely avoid the effects of the consequence. Stress equal to 6 minus the highest or lowest.
It should be 2, because you rolled a 4. Mm-hmm. So you're taking 2 stress, as this thing does bite down on your body fully, right? And you can feel the teeth cracking the armor that you have on.
Oh,
underneath.
Boy.
You're maybe, but then it kind of, I guess, lets go of you. So you're lightly bruised, which equals no harm, but surprised by the ferocity and the quickness of which this large lumbering thing moved.
Man, I did not expect again? That. Well, yeah, I don't want to jump in if my friends have plans. But I can keep on pounding.
Oh, I think I'm going to take a shot at this sucker here. I'm going to take a sneaky shot around the backside of him.
A trick attack, if you would. Do you have anti-frog ammunition to match your mystic ammunition?
Well, let me see if I have any.
Only if this others. Is a mystic frog.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, the frog begins casting a spell.
Yes. You know,
yeah, I told you.
What I do have, though, is I have a large caliber weapon here.
Oh.
My heavy blaster.
Get out the heavy blaster.
I'm going to pull that out and take a shot here, sneaking around and plugging away. So I will go ahead and I will take a stress on this as well. My stress keeps all disappearing, right. So I need to add it back.
It's 2 stress if you're pushing yourself, remember.
Oh, no, I won't do that. That's too many. Okay. Is this risky standard?
This is going to be risky standard. But heavy blaster is a little better. This is going to be risky great.
Oh, I turned off the thing. It doesn't
That's
matter.
That's fine. Right? That doesn't matter too much. Terrific. Well, then we'll bump it back down to standard for with a 4 on that. So you take a pot shot at it. You basically singe the hide of this thing, maybe making a big hole, got a little bit of blood, and it croaks out in pain and whips his face around with the 3 beady eyes looking directly at you.
Ruh-roh.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Well,
this is a creature. It should behave as creatures. As a doctor, I would like to determine maybe something biologically about it where we could target and, if not defeat it, at least get it to kind of take the fight out of it.
Okay. We'll call this a sort of a setup action, which means that whoever goes after you will get a plus one effect if you succeed at the roll.
Okay. And one doctoring roll.
Risky standard, because you're there.
Six.
Success. And a gambit is given.
Good stuff. That's
great. Yeah. You want to basically wait until this thing has its, you know, kind of maybe it's just maw wide open because it's got a very sensitive tongue, let's say. And a strike against the tongue might cow it.
That's why he spit him out there, because Jenksis is just rough on the tongue. Wait till it eats Jenksis again. You know, with the mouth open. Go for the tongue.
Who's going to go for the tongue?
Can I do that, or is that? I don't want
to
get out of
here. If you want to try to grab it,
grab it and give it a good hard yank.
Yeah, make it tongue tied.
There you go.
All right, this is a scrapping. You're gonna
risky standard still.
Do a gambit. Do a gambit on that, man.
Alrighty.
Well, the thing, you can do a gambit for the die. The plus one effect you get from Wrecking Crew is not going to stack with the plus one effect.
He's already got.
No, you can have greater. It'll be bonus greater effect if you fail, it'll bump down to great effect. Does that make sense? It'll be sort of like
I see.
Extra good effect, yeah.
I mean, bonus even greater effect would be great. Yeah, let me spend that. Let me spend that gambit.
Spend that gambit
to get the extra effect and do risky great.
Mm-hmm.
Alrighty.
Five, pretty good.
A scattering. Yeah, I got a five.
Scattering a five. Five is good. Do you wait for it to like attack you with the tongue and then grab, or do you just kind of like punch through its teeth and try to grab its tongue?
No, I'm going to wait for it to open up and then grab its tongue and just yank.
Yeah, it's about to chomp down, maybe chomp down on Zeke, and you're right there sort of like behind it and just grab the tongue, pull it like a belk pull. Try to just give it a good yanking, and it cries out again, sort of croaks out in pain, to the point where it backs off, right? It when you let go of the tongue, it retreats to a corner, sort of this temple, and now it's just kind of eyeing you warily, clearly wounded.
Get our work done if we can.
You do can see elsewhere, sort of like this is a wide open, pretty wide open space, but there is a spot in the center that looks like essentially a sort of a kind of almost simplistic meditation circle. It does have a couple of plinths kind of around it. One or two of them have been knocked over. Looks like there should be four of them. But they're nearby. They're just kind of in the dirt. Let's say too that this floor is kind of like mostly dirt. This temple is just sort of plopped right down, except for the raised sort of meditation circle on like a bit of worked stone.
Okay, and
Rael, you kind of sense almost what to do here. There's carvings in the walls on the inside as well that aren't words exactly, but they kind of give off a bit of a force vibe, right? That is kind of a set of instructions for this meditation circle. So you kind of know what to do. It's just a question of sort of doing it.
Okay. So I keep an eye on the frog hemoth over there.
I'll keep an eye on them.
And then I make my way to the center. Do I have a sense that we need to re-erect the plinths?
Yeah, you can just kind of like pick them up and put them in place.
Yeah. I'll go along with you and do that as well.
Adjusting that.
What feels right, you know?
What feels right. There is a sense that you might need some like incense.
Oh. I have packed that.
Yes, indeed. Yes. Exactly that sort of thing. You know, this is not a game, not a gotcha, because you can choose your loadout however you want. But you know, something stuff that you know it does look it seem like the stuff that you've been using in your own personal meditations would work. It doesn't need it to be anything super special. It's all about the sort of intent.
Yep. So I pull out my offerings. I have like in you know lots of little Jedi knickknacks and incense and candles and. And then I probably even have the Omnicron. I place
the holocron.
The holocron, yeah.
Yeah.
And then I kneel down in the center and sort of prep myself and then open the container.
Okay.
And begin.
The wave of resentment and anger kind of washes over you, washes over everybody in this temple. It even kind of looks like that the Ogdo-Bogdo gets a whiff of it too. And it reacts in a way that is maybe unexpected. It actually cowers down, hunkers down like a, again, it's a wounded animal, but it's definitely sort of like now like an animal that smelled another larger animal.
Oh boy.
Right. So, you need to focus yourself. You know this. You need to basically kind of like go into a bit of a trance, a meditative trance, and take this bleed effect that's going on with this kyber crystal, this bleeding of dark force energy, and push it out. You know, it's almost a purge, like a medicinal kind of purge. That you'll need to do. But it's not going to be easy, of course.
Right. Oh, no. There must have been another occasion where I could sort of take some of that psychic away again, or are we still in sort of that same scenario?
Oh, that's a good question. Oh, the thing that you already did is bumped his level 2 down to level 1.
Right, I didn't know if that was...
That's still in effect, and I think you can...
If it reset or not. Okay, if it hasn't, then yeah.
No,
not much I can do.
I think that you can't then patch again. Right?
No. I was just asking if it had sort of
it's
worn off already.
It's for the whole job, basically, right? Mm-hmm.
Yes.
But this does mean you're going to have a reduced effect on this. So is this going to be risky, limited, unless you have some other way to bump it up?
Boy, I don't know. I don't think so.
You can trade. This is not quite a devil's bargain, but it almost is. Trade position for effect. If you want this to be a desperate action, you will have standard effect. You've put yourself all in, right? You may be able to have the effect of doing it essentially in one roll. If this were if you had limited effect, you might have to roll a couple times. To look behind the curtain there. But if you do this as a desperate action, I'll only make you attempt it once.
Right. And we're set on you doing the attunement part of it, correct?
He's the best candidate for the job.
Yeah. Right. I'm close.
Yeah. True.
And don't have the other things, but I think it feels right. Long as you're... It's sort of a look. I could be a backup. I can actually do it for you if you want, but I'm not going to take this from you if you feel it is right.
I kind of think I have to do this. I could use any help.
Of course.
Do you have the stress, Scott, to spend?
Yep. Taking the stress.
Great. You've got plenty of gambits. So. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
so I'll definitely use a gambit. Now, is my...
Ooh, good question.
Is my my harm, because I'm using the attune, is that the minus one die?
Yeah, that's the less... It's not minus one die, because it's operating as level one harm, which means it's less effect, which is why I said, if you want to take this as a desperate, you can do it as a desperate. It'll get up to standard.
Yep, desperate standard. I will take... the gambit, and then is anybody assisting?
That's my assisting.
So there's two. So, all right. So I can have five die.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So you can do it. You can do it.
Good luck. Goes that's into quiet. A trance and.
Hey, there's
a six.
Oh, there we are.
Don't forget to take that resolve XP for working something desperate. Let's say that this takes the effect in your mind. It's something only you can see, but you know we see it as the audience of you kind of like entering almost a because you're maybe you're passed as a stormtrooper. You do have a little bit of a martial mind, right? This takes the effect of a kind of a lightsaber battle between you and this figure made out of blood, essentially, in this arena of the mind. Mm-hmm. And it almost even also kind of has this vague shape because of it's your mind of the Sith Inquisitor that you encountered a little while back. And you have an epic lightsaber battle. Outside of all this, you can all just see that maybe Rael is sweating a little bit, but he's perfectly still and perfectly mm-hmm. calm. And you can watch as these, you know, as this lightsaber battle is happening in his mind, and he's gaining the upper hand, and he's maybe doing crazy flips and awesome maneuvers, that the kyber crystal that he's holding in his hands, directly in his hands, begins to dim in its sort of fail energy. It actually becomes almost like inert after 10, 15, 20 minutes. Becomes going from this glowing red to just being a sort of a dark gray inert crystal. And then you come out of the trance.
Is that good?
You can feel that like a great weight has been lifted off of the galaxy, right?
Good.
And all of you can feel too that low level dread is just gone. It's just replaced with the humidity of the swamp.
Also oppressive.
Rael, right. how do you feel?
He holds up the kyber crystal and just kind of looks at it as it's like. So that worked, huh? He's kind of dazed.
Looks like.
Yeah, but you're all right? You're all right?
I could use a long rest.
Consider that in a doctor's orders.
Indeed. The only thing that lingers on your mind, Rael, as you come out of the meditation, is the voice of Althea saying to you that to bring more further balance to the galaxy, that you must find and defeat Inquisitor Spire, who you instantly recognize, you know, from even first saying the name to get a picture of the Sith that you encountered mm-hmm. earlier.
Mm-hmm. And he grimaces and does a deep sigh and then gets up.
Terrific. As you leave the temple and the injured Ogdo Bogdo behind, lift off into the air above the swampy planet. We kind of pull away to another location. Again, this is a familiar location. This sort of Spartan's chamber in which the Inquisitor Spire was before. He is also meditating. It seems from the porthole we can then see a couple other of these hut freighters basically sort of floating alongside the ship that he is in, and he kind of maybe smiles a little cruelly to himself and says to no one in particular, "Well, Jedi, perhaps you are a match." And that's where we'll end that session.
Mm. Wow.
All right.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
There we go.